Just 20 years ago, coral reefs in Florida were thriving. Just 20 years ago, coral reefs created homes for over 9 million species. Now, 90% of coral in Florida is dead, leaving our oceans dark and with a substantial absence of life. And this is all due to us humans.
So what are we doing that is causing this profound tragedy? The answer is not simple. In fact, there are many different complications causing coral to die. But the main causes of coral loss and coral bleaching is global climate change and a coral disease called stony coral tissue loss disease, also known as SCTLD.
If you trace coral loss back to its cause, it almost always begins with global warming. Most corals can only survive if water temperatures range from 23 degrees to 29 degrees Celsius. And, being extremely sensitive to their water temperature, with water just 1 degree too warm, coral is being put under major stress. This stress causes coral to release the algae that lives in its tissues, which causes it to become a pasty white color, the color of its skeleton.
But why is the algae so vital to the coral's existence? It is because the algae is the main supplier of food for the coral. The algae photosynthesize, and the coral uses this energy to survive and grow. Without the algae, the coral will not immediately die, but it will be extremely prone to disease, and it could starve from the loss of food. Next, we hear from Jeff Miller, a fisheries biologist in South Florida, to learn more about what's happening to the coral in Florida from SCTLD, the coral disease.
It has had a tremendous amount of coral loss in the past 4 or 5 years, primarily from a really bad coral disease that is moving through. Corals are animals, and like you and I are animals, we can get diseases, and these corals are getting sick. So there has been a tremendous loss of coral, of live coral.
Not only is the coral dying from bleaching and disease, all marine life is also greatly affected. All species who live or benefit from the coral reefs are being negatively impacted along with the coral.
So it's not just the loss of corals that we're concerned about, but it's the coral-associated species like shrimps and crabs and fish. I mean, think of the reef as like apartment buildings that people live in. Those are the shrimp and the crabs and the fish. And when those apartment buildings get destroyed, the people have to go elsewhere. So the fish have to go elsewhere too.
Besides being important to the fish and marine life, coral reefs have a great impact on the tourism and economics in Florida.
Specifically to Florida, they are spending millions, many, many millions of dollars trying to deal with this coral disease outbreak. Mm-hmm. So on one hand, that's money that isn't being spent on other services within the state. And that's both the state of Florida and the federal government is spending that money. As far as economic services that the reef provides, certainly tourism is a big economic driver in Florida. And as the fisheries change due to the reef changing, and as the reefs become less attractive to people to dive and snorkel, there are economic consequences to them.
On top of all this, the reefs also protect the lands, animals, and citizens of Florida.
We know that corals help protect our shorelines. They dampen wave energy, and without the corals, that wave energy is expended upon the shoreline. There are a number of different ecosystem services with respect to medicines that coral provides, and that chemicals that help us heal from diseases. Many of those are derived from the marine community. And as the corals and the associated marine animals change, those medicines can be lost. So that's a tremendous loss to future generations.
We hear one last time from Jeff Miller, who talks of the profound importance of our coral and suggests a few ways on how we can help to save the reefs.
I one of the things I like to stress most of all to people is that every living piece of coral is more important now than ever before.
Yeah.
Because just like you guys are the students and the teachers of the future generations, these corals are the future reef builders.
Mm-hmm.
And every living piece of coral is more important. So everything we can do to take care of the coral that's living is going to benefit coral reefs into the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we're out snorkeling, we don't want to stand on it. We don't want to kick it. We don't want to touch it. We want to control sedimentation so that it doesn't smother it. We want to do all we can to make sure the water quality is very good,
mm-hmm.
so that coral has its best chance to live in that good environment, that good water quality.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Taylor Welsh and Megan Gruber for the NPR Student Podcast Challenge.